recently that just 15 years ago, there was only one Kirtan festival in the whole of North America, and that was New Vrindavan. And now it seems like almost every weekend, every community has a Kirtan festival, or somewhere in North America it's a Kirtan festival, and it shows how important, how dear it is to everybody here. And there's young and budding Kirtanias all around North America. But I think what's maybe missing, or what needs more work on, is understanding the mood, the approach, what Kirtan is really. And that's why we're here today, to hear from His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj on what is the heart of Kirtan, and how we can really do Kirtan properly, how we can really serve the Kirtan with the correct mood and understanding. So Maharaj, this is youth from all over North America, and it's just a small fraction, and everyone's very, very eager to hear you speak and have your association.
Thank you so much. So many of you have come to Sadhu Sangha. This is very impressive. I was thinking perhaps we find 10 super fanatic, not fanatic, 10 super enthusiastic ones, and that's very heartening, very enlivening to see that so many of you are deeply interested in Krishna consciousness and in Kirtan in particular. I will address you today on what I consider gives Kirtan life, just like the body requires the presence of the soul in order to be alive and fully active. So there are a few things which infuse our Kirtan with life. But before I start, I would really like to share with you a very moving encounter I just had. I met His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, who had apparently seen that I was running to come here, and his servants were pushing the wheelchair, and Maharaj was wheeling behind me. And when I became alerted to this, and someone showed me, I was very, very moved. He is a person whose health is not so strong, and he's traveling the world over, because he knows he just needs to do like this, and everyone goes, wow! In other words, he can still preach and inspire. I asked him, Maharaj, it must be difficult in this body. How is it? Is it for you? And he said, no, I'm fine. Wow. Man who is in this condition says he's fine. His body is not fine. What is fine? Is this wheelchair? Is that the reason why he says I'm fine? He has a good wheelchair. Why does he say that he's fine? And he meant it. It came like in a humble way, honest way. I think because his heart is fine. I asked him, Maharaj, what is your secret that with such a body you are traveling the world? And he said, gratitude. I feel grateful to Srila Prabhupada, because he has done really so much for us. And he was thinking of his disciples, no? Prabhupada's disciples, and we are God brothers, so he has done so much. And I wish to somehow repay the debt, although it is not possible. I think you know how it works with Jayapataka Maharaj. He says things, And it's very difficult for an outsider to understand, but he has a dolmetscher, one of his disciples. It was Mahavalaha Prabhu who could translate in a way, or make his words, you know, intelligible. I'm thinking, wow. And the heart beats with the gratitude, which is one feeling, one then one can overcome physical limitations. And and our kirtan also has a strong heartbeat, and there is something behind it, then all the obstacles like distraction, laziness, perhaps unwillingness, lack of faith, and different weaknesses which we all have as human beings, all these things are parked at the side, they come on a park place. We look at them later, like someone who has parked his car. He might visit the car later, but now it's about something else, the weaknesses and the obstacles for our kirtan. If we have a strong heartbeat, I am convinced that each one of you can become a very powerful kirtan leader who inspires many new people. So yes, let us, I hear we have two sessions at Tanto Ram Govinda.
Today and tomorrow at 9:15 in the morning.
9:15 in the morning, yes. So then I will give two presentations which are connected. Let me just... Center yourself. That means you will not do anything else in this time. Focus entirely on the mantra. And she tried to change it. Not just the body, means the vocal cords, but bring your full attention, the attention of the heart to it. I will chant it one time alone, and then we will chant it perhaps 5 times together. We wouldn't feel the need to come towards to Sadhu Sangha and sing, even if it's only a short time. Some of you I know have a lot of work on the mobile telephone to do and to meet people. But all of us, even those who are chronically distracted, feel there is benefit, there is something behind this a lot. You can realize it if you bring the heart to your chanting. If you just produce the vocal semblance of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, voice recording thing on internet can also do that. But the computer has no heart when it says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It is not a sound vibration that will really impress Krishna and make him reciprocate. He also doesn't know how will Krishna reciprocate to a with a computer. Maybe switch him off, but we human beings have a heart, a seat of emotions. And if we only chant with the body, it's a mechanic chanting which also a computer could do. There are good voice programs now who can... I once heard a voice program. It sounded exactly like Sachinanda Swami. And the voice program was actually programmed to give a lecture. But when I heard the voice program speaking, I said, this has no heart. And what he says is sticking a few sentences together which were fed into him. But he's not enthusiastic, the computer. The heart and chanting distinguishes us from a machine. And here comes the secret. Only if you chant with the heart will you not chant mechanically. And only when you chant with this spontaneous enthusiasm, only if you don't chant mechanically, then you will be able to be nourished, fed, inspired, spiritually enlivened by your chanting. Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes.
It's in Great Britain, we would ask, does this make sense to you? There has to be an element in the chanting so that the chanting is not mechanic, and that is what is the heart of kirtan. I remember my first exposure to kirtan was on the streets of Hamburg when there was snow falling. There were devotees before a department store, a huge store like Woolworth?
Walmart.
Thank you, Walmart. And they were doing the Swami sit, going dancing back and forth. And I was immediately intrigued. I was young at that time, perhaps 12 years or 13 years. And my mother had gone with me to this German version of Walmart in order to buy birthday presents for my older brother. My mother said, you know what he likes. But when I was standing before the kirtan party, I just couldn't tear myself away from them. And they said, my mother said, come on, we came here for your brother, not for these strangers. So I went with my mother, and I was able to choose one present, but my mother wanted to buy many presents for my brother. And after one, I said, Mother, I have to go to pass urine. Mothers always know, so they said, okay, then go down to your nonsense people. You don't have to lie to your mother. I went down with mother's permission and stood just before Kirtan, and I immediately wanted to say also. So I went to one devotee and said, "Can you write down the verse here?" And he said, he said in broken German, he was from America, but he knew some German from his German grandmother. He said, "Dieses Mantra sehr gut." This mantra is very good. So I took the piece of paper where he wrote down the mantra with me and did not chant for an entire year. Then my parents were at a ball dancing, and the house was empty. And I knew at 12 o'clock midnight there would be Frankenstein in the TV. Do you know who is Frankenstein?
Yeah.
So I was not allowed to see horror movies when I was alone in the house because I was so impressionable. But I knew where the key was hidden to the TV. You know, so I opened the cupboard, saw Frankenstein, and afterwards spent the most horrible time in my life. I remember it even now. On my way to my sleeping room, there, believe it or not, I saw Frankenstein coming 50 times at me. I thought he was hiding in the bathroom. Then I passed the bathroom. He's coming out to kill me and eat me and maybe and do terrible things to me. I passed the sleeping room of my older brother and thought, he's hiding in there. I know. Finally, I made it to my sleeping room alone and still intact. Frankenstein had not killed me. And I went, I had a high bed and I slept. So I went inside the bed, I put the bed cover over me and was dying from fear. I had forgotten also to go to the bathroom. I drank a lot and I was having that problem. But the fear problem was so much more difficult than everything. So I remember, what can help me now? I was asking, and the answer came, you know, he met these people who were dressed in a very extraordinary way, and they gave you the mantra, and he said, "Diese Mantra sehr gut." So I took the slit of paper with me under my bed cover. I put it, had a torch there, and the whole night I sang Hare Krishna and felt no fear, and Frankenstein didn't come. And finally, the light, I could see under the bed cover, there was light outside. I felt blissful and saved, because Frankenstein was for sure in that apartment, ready to kill me. I have even now no doubt. That's how intensely I felt it. I chanted, and I had, while I was chanting, I went through the phase. First of all, I thought, how strange, I can't believe I'm saying this. Hare Krishna. And then I have to sing it. Hare Krishna. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm from a good family. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. I sang the song without heart. I just sang it. And it was becoming difficult. Then at one stage, I still remember, I thought, who is this Krishna? I mean, his name is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then again, Krishna, Krishna. Who is this Krishna? And somehow deep in my heart I remember Krishna, Indian Hindu god, and started to pray to him, please save me from Frankenstein. I chanted, and my chanting got some heart, some feeling there. As I continued to chant more and more and more, the feeling, I remember, I was so grateful, I became joyful, I started to move under my bed cover. If Frankenstein sees me now, no problem. You know, and I remember when I finally took off the bed cover, I said, I must find out who is this Krishna. It really worked for me. And it was only a short time afterwards when I got a book about Krishna, started to read, etc., etc., etc. Fast forward, crisis. After 25 years of practicing Krishna consciousness, I was in a crisis. My crisis was that I had come to this movement with a hope to change my heart, my whole disposition, my whole. But I could see I was envious on others, I was disturbed that someone could distribute so much more literature than me. I was sometimes very angry still when I wouldn't have my way. And I could see when I'm chanting, I'm really bored, if I'm very honest. At that time, we didn't have mobile telephones, so when you're bored, you can look at the WhatsApp messages and pretend you're there in the kirtan hall. It's possible. But I was, nothing had changed so much. And then I decided I have two options. Either I leave the movement for good, or I see how the process might work as chanting of Hare Krishna. And then I took a lot of research. I asked many devotees, also god brothers of Srila Prabhupada. I really made an inquiry, and I understood I had missed the heart of kirtan all this while. I had some heart. I chanted with some emotion when I was taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet in order to gain help against Frankenstein, but I lost my heart. Many of your generation have lost the heart of kirtan. Many. You are extremely fortunate that you are still there. In the Radha Deshmellos, I met one young person and he said to me, Maharaj, I don't feel anything. Of course, when I'm with my other peers, we eat pizza and we talk about women and so on, but I don't feel any spiritual thing. And I'm here to see if I can cure this. Any tip? I said, you need to recover your lost heart, the heart of kirtan. Here is what I would do. My dear devotees, when you chant kirtan, the first thing is you have to be present. Like Kadambakama Maharaj said, okay, I'm now in the kirtan. I have booked my seat. Now I need to get in the rhythm of the train. And then I'm bound home. I'm bound, means I'm directed. I'm going to Goloka Vrindavan. First of all, my dear devotees, you have to be present in the kirtan and not just your body. If you're there in the kirtan and you do your emails or WhatsApp messages, or, okay, Ram Govinda might not give you prasadam, or your youth leaders don't give you prasadam, so, okay, you put your thing back, your distraction mobile phone, and you put it to the side, but you are thinking something unrelated to the kirtan. I don't think I need to give you examples, you know better than me. How often our mind spaces out? Our mind is like a monkey. Have you seen the monkeys in the Nile? Sometimes they grab something, sometimes they drop it. They swing from one branch to another. Then at times they are they're threatening. Then the next moment they shriek with fear. Then they dash and gallop somewhere. Well, you can't find that there's any reason to go there. In the same way, the mind, the monkey mind, conditioned mind, and you chant the holy name, will also become distracted. It will grab some thought, it will reject some thought, it will feel threatened. Oh, why did so-and-so say like this? Or what did he mean when he looked at me? He said something which was not a compliment. What did he mean? Afraid, perhaps. And so on. There are many thoughts which will go on. Be present. That's the first thing. And what you can do while the chanting goes on, whenever you see your mind go somewhere, bring it back into the train. The sound vibration of the holy name. Sometimes I see devotees. They chant and then all of a sudden they have a thought. They are leaving the train of the kirtan. The mind has taken them out of the window of the train, out the door of the train. Whenever you notice this, my dear devotees, say to yourself, good, I noticed my mind going somewhere, now I can bring it back. Most of the time we don't notice it. Our mind gets into a mood, it feels sad. Or happy, or it feels full of interest in the opposite gender. Do you know what that is? And I don't know if my English is. Do we say opposite gender? Once I had one mother, she came to me, she said, Maharaj, okay, I was only thinking about so-and-so, and why does he grow as a beard on the upper leg? Why? What's the reason? I said, Mataji, I don't know. There must be a reason. Ask him if you are.
No.
But something I know is your kirtan was without heart. Your mind was not there. it was about beards. Not a very tasty subject matter. I can tell you, I know. There's no rush inside Anasa, no taste. But you, why have you left the kirtan? You came to the kirtan. Don't let your mind take you out, not even because of a upper lip beard. So be present with the body, but be also present with the mind. That is a secret. For that we have to, secret is not the word, that requires some training. I always say to myself, at least for the time when I'm in kirtan, I want to be in the kirtan and not think of so many other things, so many other duties and also nonsense. No, I want to be in the kirtan fully. Wherever your mind is, my dear devotee, it's there where you really are. I was a very bad student or pupil, and sometimes, you know, I had a very active nightlife, and listened to music, went to concerts, movies, so on. And when I would come back to the school, I was doing the classes, which were absolutely boring for me. I was going visiting the places where I was revisiting. For instance, I had lived on an island and then went to the coast, and then Jimi Hendrix came to the island. He was one of our stars, and he gave a fantastic concert. And I had vacated the school. I had dropped the school to be there for the concert. And when I was back in the school, I was thinking in the class, "Hey Joe." That was one of the songs. Mm-hmm. And then, at the end, the teacher came and said, "What was the class about?" "Some educational subject." He said, "I like you. You're a young boy, very creative. But I have to teach you. Tell me what you remember." If I'm very honest with you, I remember this. "Hey Joe!" I was absent-minded. And the teacher was a nice person, Jimi Hendrix. Hey? And he said, yes, I was at the concert. And then the teacher said, "You have to decide where you want to be in your life. These things you will need to know in order to do a few things in this world. And you have to be present. If you're on the island on a concert in your mind, you are really not present in this classroom. And I've asked you to repeat even one word from the class which I was giving. It was on my unfavorite subject, that was mathematics. Mathematics or Latin language, one of these highly useful things." don't even remember, because I was not there in the classroom, only my body was there. My dear devotees, the same is with kirtan. And sadly, we are chanting the holy names by keeping our heart, our memory, our thoughts somewhere else. When you are doing kirtan, try to be there entirely. I will end here this first session. Do we have oxygen in this room? We have the door open. Yes, so there's good. How are we present when we can we be present in the chanting of the holy name? I think what Mahatma Prabhu said was so nice. These are three affirmations. It starts with, I want to chant. You might say, Maharaj, if I'm very honest, I want to be with people, with friends. That's why I'm in the kirtan. But I think this is not true. I think every one of us wants to chant because in our hearts we know that in the chanting, when we chant, we become clear, become free from miseries, and I heard the word prasada a minute ago, we get prasada.
Someone of you talked about prasada.
Yes. Let us have a test. What were we just talking about, Prabhu? You look extremely sympathetic. Don't think it's aggressiveness that I ask you this question. This Prabhu was thinking about prasada, perhaps already since 15 minutes. One of his friends had to tell him something related to prasada, no? Can you see? He was here in the room. But was he really in the room? No, thank you, Prabhu. It is not aggressiveness. We are just making a point. You are where your mind is. You were most probably swimming in a bowl of sweet rice. You must all agree, this Prabhu is supremely sympathetic. It is. Can you forgive me? But this happens to all of us. Maybe it's not a bowl of sweet rice, but other things. Mental stuff, and it is necessary if you want to have the effect of kirtan, becoming free from miseries, becoming free from your teenage problems if you are a teenager, becoming free from your romantic problems, becoming free from these mood swings which all of us feel, becoming. Do you know when you, after kirtan, you sometimes see the world, the things of the world different? And do you know the moment you start to see the things different, the things also become different? You meet different people, you meet different occasions, opportunities. But only if you learn to be present in the kirtan. And as I was trying to say, you're fully present in the kirtan when your kirtan becomes either a glorification of Krishna or it becomes a prayer to Krishna or it becomes an appreciation of Krishna. at that time you do Krishna Kirtan and not Sweet Rice Kirtan. When you think of Krishna, therefore, we have one, please help me, Acharya, Gur Kishordas Babaji, he would chant and he would chant before the written letters of the holy name. How do you call this, the written letters of the holy name? It's in Sanskrit Naam Brahma. The Naam is absolutely spiritual. There is, he will chant before this Naam Brahma, the written letter in Sanskrit, and he then, once he said, if you chant like this, focusing on the letters of the holy name, Radha and Krishna will come out of these letters and you will see them. So yes, fully be fully present to the chanting of the holy name. Dab your mind if necessary, or the monkey mind, the monkey part of the mind. Run. And be fully present, best is in a devotional mood. And then Krishna will reciprocate with you. I will end with a kirtan story of the real Madhava. Do you know the real Madhava? What do you mean, Maharaj? Is the Madhava who sings this evening not the real Madhava? Listen, please. I'm talking of a Madhava from the 15th century. He loved chanting. He was always absorbed in chanting. And actually, he was also a dancer. He would at times just put anchor bells on his legs, and he would, while he chanted, and then he would dance and chant and give. He thought, let me use my body also to give pleasure to Krishna by dancing. The king of the country who saw the real Madhava thought, he's a fake. Who knows why he puts anchor bells on the feet? Do men put anchor bells on the feet? No, at least not in my kingdom. So he arranged a big kirtan event on the roof of his palace. It was a flat roof. And invited the real Madhava. And everyone came. Many came because the Madhava would get into ecstatic, at least it looked like ecstasy. He would dance, he would jump, he would say, "Hi, Bob!" Very loud. This was nothing. And the king had no fence on the roof of his palace. And underneath that place, or let us say next to the place, he put the kitchen with the big pots, and one pot was boiling ghee. So the real Madhava, when he heard the holy name, he became so excited. He started to chant. Like the king had planned, he danced so enthusiastically that he forgot that he's on a roof. And he fell from the roof directly into the ghee pot. Yes, and ghee burns the skin. When any human being falls into a pot of boiling ghee, that's the end. That's one method of torture and of killing someone. The real Madhava fell head first. It was three stories high, into the depot because the roof had no fence and he was an ecstatic chanter and dancer. But my dear devotees, the real Madhava had chanted with heart. He was not a fake. He had actually chanted with love of God, and Krishna came to his protection. The moment you chant with your heart, your kirtan, Krishna will reciprocate with you. As long as you chant kirtan without a heart, it will be, some benefit will be there, and of course when the rhythm is strong, we will move our body accordingly, but the spiritual benefit is not yet so strong at that time. So, recover your lost heart, perhaps read prayers of Narottama Sarko. That's what I do. I always don't have it. Is here, see, I have this red bag, and in it I have always my prayer book. I always, he's always with me, even in the airplanes and everywhere, my prayer book, because then I can chant with the heart. Be with nice devotees, like today we spoke with Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, and I can say it touched my heart, and I will remember. Yes, then Maharaj said, I asked Maharaj, do you have a desire in your life? Yes, I want to dance. I said, you will dance either this life or in another. Yes, put some heart, and the heart comes when you meet devotees, and they talk to you and give you perspectives. Yes? In the past I also do these holy name retreats, my own retreats, where I just chant the morning, the whole day. In the past I chanted many, many rounds, way above 100 rounds each day. And sometimes I noticed my lips became dry and my vocal cords empty. There were no names. I remember, why can't I chant any longer? Dehydrated, can't go on. And then, after some time, the chanting went on, and I could chant again. And you know what made the difference? I could chant with some heart. I remember, oh Krishna, you are there, you are hearing me. Please, I'm trying, but I'm failing, I'm out of breath, vocal cords are no longer there, and functioning order, but please, you please help me. And my heart reached out to him, and at that time everything went very nice. Don't forget your heart. In Germany we have the story of the man who sold his heart to Holländer Michel. It's a fairy tale person. Holländer Michel said, I give you a heart of marble if you give me your heart. And the man said, what else do you give me if I give you my heart? Wealth, name, fame, I give you everything, said this Holländer Michel. Michel, his name is Michel, that's one is his name. So then he got a marble heart, and he could only think about money with that heart. He could only think about, nowadays days, Facebook, you know, or whatever. He had lost his real heart. We have lost our Krishna heart. Now we need to bring it back. But I think all of you are very, very qualified. Why? Because you came here and I have met some of you on the Zoom. Some Yash or Yash?
Yash, yeah. We did two TSI sessions with you, Maharaj, and during the pandemic. Yeah. Many people here were on that call.
Oh yeah, we saw each other in the computer before. This is my first take on the heart of chanting. It means the devotional heart. Have you sometimes heard devotees say, chant with your heart? They don't mean the physical heart. In Italy, have you visited Italy?
No.
It's all about romantic feelings. Giovanni goes, Giovanni is in amore at the moment. That's the romantic heart, the place where feelings arise. We mean the spiritual heart where the soul is and the super soul. It's here, the real self. Hare Krishna. Is this Devaki there? No. I can't see very far. Devaki here? No. It's also. No. Okay. So, what do you all think?
Haribo!
What does this mean? It could be anything. Haribo is over. Soon I get my sleep on. your good name, bro?
Sanu.
Sanu.
No,
Sanu.
My name is Sanu.
Sanu? Sanu. You are very kind-hearted.
Sanu.
Sanu.
Yeah?
Yes. Wonderful. What do you think? Haribo, you think? Is this the... Oh, it could mean many things, no?
Haribo.
When Chaitanya Leela devotees took the lake and all took buckets and got water in the buckets from Indian Dumna Lake, and they brought it to the Gundicha to wash the Gundicha temple, they would say everything with Haribola. Haribola! That meant, give me the bucket. Or Haribola! That meant, take the bucket. Oh, Haribo, when do we stop and eat? So, Haribo is this making sense to you that we should not just mechanically perform, but something with our devotional heart, which means we should address Krishna?
Yes.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Good. So, how can we practice this in Sadhu Sangha? Any ideas? I have an idea. Why don't you turn to your neighbor now? I go with Sanu.
Sanu,
please come here. So Sanu is my neighbor, but my partner in discussing. please, everyone, turn to a neighbor. Does any anyone just who happens to be next to you. Is Murari, you found your neighbor? Who has not yet found a neighbor? That is quite amazing, no? Imagine you found your neighbor. Good. Now please discuss with your neighbor how could you enter the heart of Kirtan here in Sadhan Sangha? What could you perhaps do while you do Kirtan? Is this a good question?
Yes.
Because we, and often when we hear our neighbor talk to us, we think, wow, good, that's another perspective. I'll try that out. So start now, please talk with your neighbor.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for participating. I hope it was useful. Tomorrow comes part two, the heart of Kirtan, and we'll tell you some traditional Kirtan stories, and we will see if we can do some Kirtan. I thought we use all the time because there was Kirtan before, and here is no lack of Kirtan in Satsang. I thank you so much. It was a genuine pleasure. And please forgive me, I'm sometimes feeling a little bit, because English is not my mother tongue. Maybe in my attempt to enthuse you, I'm saying the wrong words. So if that happens, please forgive me. And I'm learning your language, no? Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, and it's just such a blessing that I could hear from you, and I feel so tuned in and ready. I feel all of us share that feeling that we can go back in the kirtan to put our mind away and be present. Tomorrow we'll be here for part two. Please come. It'll be the same room but a different time. 9:15 we'll start sharp, and I know that's after breakfast, so I suggest right after Bhagavatam class, please get your plate. Eat a little quickly, and so we can be here a little early to start on time.
Or you can reserve. That you tell a friend, get me a plate, please, and eat it afterwards. All the best. Hare Krishna.